Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back again for another Motivational Monday Morning. I'm Pastor JT. This is
Lady Fanita.
Welcome back in the buildings, man. I know it is a great, 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 great topic coming up, man. We about to jump in it in just a moment, man. Bumping this music to America, that's coming out soon. It drops August the 30th, man. Shout out to Supply Beats. Well, the production, man, it is off the chain, man. I like it, man. It's gonna be a pretty deep, 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 deep song, man. What you think?
I love it already. It's one of my favorites.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, I had to throw me some sound effects in there, man, and make it stick out a little bit more. Coming soon, coming soon, coming soon, August 30th, it will be the lead single to Underdog 24, Volume 2, got some interesting songs on it, man. It
got Volume some pretty, 2 got some heat.
Got some interesting songs on it, man. I am, the thing behind Volume 2, if I had to put a theme with it, man, so I can give some people some disclaimers, it would be not for the churchy, but we got some kind of churchy stuff involved. Not really churchy, but it's my creativity, and I would give it a theme based on mental. Awareness, mental health, because I'm dealing with a lot of things from a personal aspect, you know, just letting it off my chest on a lot of these tracks, man. So letting the individuals know that we ain't perfect. We deal with a lot of internal things internally, but which will lead into what we'll be dealing with, even though we may deal with some things on the inside, we still are an impact and inspire a lot of people on the outside. Man, we look at a lot of figures in society, and we look at their lives, we look at their wealth, we look at their relationships, and we're inspired by what they do and what they're capable of doing and how many people they are reaching and affecting, but never know what they're dealing with on the inside, what they're dealing at home, or what they're dealing with. It may be nothing major, like nothing going wrong with us, nothing going wrong with the children, but it may be something that you're dealing with on the inside,
personally,
man, yeah. Some past hurts and some past bitterness and resentments. And how many of you know that it's bitterness and resentment that it keep us from being free?
That's right.
And so those things could lead to anxiety, high blood pressure, just housing and holding in those bitterness and resentments and anguish and all of those things that we are on the inside of us, what the Bible calls iniquities.
Yeah.
And so, man, those iniquities are things that we have to pray and ask God to deliver us from.
Right.
What you got?
That's good. I noticed that even while we were in ministry, the whole 13 years, we were such an impact to others.
Right.
People looked up to us. I had so many inboxes from other women,
right,
about messages I had preached, women's conferences I had preached in,
yeah,
the way I prayed on Sunday mornings. I had so many people reaching out asking how to pray. Can you teach me how to pray like that?
Right. And these wasn't just regular people. These was first ladies and people with big names.
Right,
so,
So we've been an impact.
We've been an impact.
And people never knew what we were going through personally.
Never knew.
Though we were, those were things that were going on with us, you know, inside, but we didn't like let that stop us from doing what God called us to do, purposing us to do. So,
yeah, man, you can look at the outside. Just say, for instance, a Bentley on the outside.
Yeah.
But you'll never know how many cuts that the seats have, or missing buttons, or the radio might not work, or it could be some fuses, the lights won't come on something. But all we see is how clean that Bentley is on the outside.
Yeah.
But we don't really know what is under the hood.
Right.
What's under the hood? What's going on with them mentally? What's going on with them physically? They can may have some physical issues, arthritis, a knee injury, or some things that we can hide well. We hide a lot of our imperfections well. We dress it up with makeup, with hairdos, with fancy clothes, materialistic things.
Yeah.
But on the inside, we are struggling with alcoholism, struggling with attitude, anger management, or we're struggling with all kinds of things that we keep hidden from our social media followers.
Right.
Our social media followers, and I'm one that would used to post the good and the bad news. And I think that's how back in when I first got on social media, I would talk about me losing a job. Man, I got fired today, or going through this and going through that. That's real. People don't want to see good news all the time. And when you post a whole bunch of good news, you get a lot of hate. Us.
Yeah.
And because nobody's life is just that perfect from that perspective, a person on the outside looking in. So all we normally see were things that can be congratulated.
Yeah.
Or lifted up.
Until it's too late.
Right.
Because it's a lot of people that they
put
on this facade. Yeah. And they cover it up and act like life is so grand. And then one day you see them on social media, or their family saying RIP, they were struggling with this or that. And I mean, it's so imperative to be yourself. Be who God called you to be. And if that means showing that you're sad today, be sad.
Be sad.
I mean, living your truth. I don't want to ever be, you know, I don't want to feel like I have to be perfect because people are watching. I don't want to be that person. I want to be myself. I want to say, hey, today I don't feel good. Today I'm not feeling it. Or, you know, I don't feel like reading today. I don't want to pray today. I want to be real about it.
Right.
And I think that's the only way you can really reach people is when you are honest with yourself.
And that's lead my example.
Yeah.
That's lead. We see a lot of ministers and ministries that have a falsehood. And then when it come out, they're doing this and doing that, they lead a lot of people astray.
Yeah.
But early on we was taught, told by several other pastors that look, you don't have to tell so much about what you got going on and doing this.
Yeah.
Well, this is my testimony, and I'm telling these things, my imperfections, purposely, because if God delivered me from it, or got me through this, or got me through this situation and that circumstance, He'll do the same for you.
Right.
And that's why where I was coming from that perspective, well, they were like, you're telling too much of your business. You just preach Jesus. Just go to the cross and do this. And well, every sermon doesn't. I mean, come on, bro. I mean, that was 2,000 years ago.
Right.
And if you've been in any type of ministry for any length of time, you know.
You can quote that with the preacher.
You know, you're going to get up and stand up and say it with him. And then holler, I know he's all right at the end of that. So, but it's time out for the leaving out, you know, coming in and leaving out the same way.
That's right.
And so we were ridiculed on telling too much about our lives over the pulpit.
Right.
And so, man, I believe that was leading by example. And a lot of the people that cling to us and followed us were individuals that wouldn't normally go sit in a church.
Right.
Those were the individuals that still on the corner, still slanging, still doing this and still doing that. And they were hearing what we had to say.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, I remember that, like, yesterday when people were telling us, you know, well, don't tell the people that because, you know, you don't want them to know certain things about you. And I'm thinking, why not?
Right.
That's the whole point of knowing that. How can the Bible says we're surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses.
That's right.
If that's the case, then why wouldn't I give my testimony of what God has done for me? Because the only person that can help a person who is bound by certain things is the person that went through that thing.
And overcame it.
Like, how do you...
An individual that doesn't want to talk about being on drugs or alcohol or fornicating or cheating on a spouse is an individual that's still doing it.
That's right.
And so they don't want to talk about what they're still doing.
Right.
And so we'll talk about prosperity. We'll talk about how to become rich and how to open a business. And that's great motivational speaking, but that's not preaching.
It's not preaching.
Preaching is we're supposed to correct, rebuke, and whatever.
Reproof. The Bible says that God came to set the captives free.
Free.
When Jesus came, he said, I didn't come to be served.
Right.
I came to serve. He came to be the lawyer in the courtroom, doctor in the sick room. He came to bring deliverance.
That's right.
To the people of God.
Go ye therefore teaching all nations.
Yeah. If you're sitting in a ministry and you're still bound and you've been there 5 or 6 years, shame on your whole entire congregation,
right,
especially the preacher.
And one specific point of that scripture that I just said that we don't see a lot of, that Jesus said do, is casting out devils.
Yeah. He cast out demons. People are supposed to be free. He said, I came to set the captives free.
Right.
And whoever the Son set free is free indeed.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So we've been an impact. We've been an impact. So we want to touch on this for just a moment. Then we're going to get out of here like Tonto in the Big Long Ranger. Listen, there are many ways people can impact others, including collaboration.
That's right.
It says working together with colleagues can help build an effective workflow, reduce stress, and prevent burnout.
Yes.
You got to collab. And that's another reason why for a while you were sick and on your sabbatical from the podcast, I got a little burnt out. And got a little, because it's the preacher's corner with Pastor JT and Lady Fanita.
Yeah.
And so for a while, it was just Pastor JT. And so the burnout and the fatigue, I don't feel like doing this and what I'm going to talk about and what I'm going to do this. And we it's better to have the male and the female perspective. We both preachers, it's the corner, y'all. But we got to have that balance, that equal. What you got on the collaboration?
I know that collaboration is so important. And not just on the spiritual side of things, in your workplace, collaboration is important. Because anything that you do and you have deadlines to meet or whatever the case may be, if there's any work involved and you're doing it alone, you're always going to experience some type of burnout.
Right.
Having somebody else to have your back or to collab with you is so important, just from our day to day.
And I remember preaching this during a series about collaboration, and we were trying to get the people to be a part of the ministry, not just sit back and watch us sing praise and worship, do the cameras. We were doing every single aspect of the ministry, putting the music together, and so it was a need for collaboration. So I can see how a larger ministry operates to have people in place. But we live in a day and age where if they're not being compensated for their time and their efforts, that is still going to fall short.
That's right.
It's still going to fall short.
That's
now,
right.
whether they are doing it for the love. But, you know, we got some leaders, they're ridiculing, they talk crazy to their help.
Yeah.
And these people are not getting no check for doing what they're doing. And so they go MIA when it comes to parking lot ministry and all of the other ministries that help a ministry go forward and thrive. They become null and void because we don't have the finances to compensate everybody where they work with the spirit of excellence.
Right. So true.
So you that know, collaboration is hard.
You know, I've noticed that Instagram has a note I get in my notifications all the time. It says, you know, like such and such, like I'll just use my name for instance, my handle. On Instagram is Beat Sessions with Nita, and right. It says Beat Sessions with Nita would like or is interested in collaborating with
right,
you.
Right, right.
You know, so even Instagram understands right. The importance in collabing.
Right, right.
And you may have a connection with somebody that I may be interested in right. working for, but I can't get to that person, but you can.
Right.
But if I collab with you, that's then right. My information is on that person's page.
And that's
page.
The same with music when we do collabs with other artists.
Right.
It's imperative that we, when we're doing these, we do our metadata right and correct.
Right.
Where we have featured by such and such, produced by such and such,
exactly.
Co-written by such and such. And so when we do these collabs, I'm not just the only one sharing it.
Right.
The individuals that worked with us to get this project out. We're sharing it with our collective networks.
Right.
And so your people hear it and they people hear it and those people hear it. The publishing people hear it. And that's a effective collaboration.
Right.
But I see a lot of times when most people do collaborations, it just be whoever album or single is on that's sharing
that's
it
not cool.
And nobody else that participated shares a thing. And so that's why I don't do a lot of collaborations musically.
Right.
You gotta have the same mindset and agenda when we do in these collaborations. That's the important factor in this impact. And now, we touched a little bit on leading by example. Committing to the actions you want to see others do can help inspire personal development and passion. What you think about that?
That's good. Because, you know, when people think about leading by example, they think about being in charge.
Right.
But a good leader is also a person that also serves,
right.
That works. Like, if you're going to lead by example, you have to do what you expect other people to do.
I'm getting out there and doing it
yeah,
right along with
I'm
you,
do it
right
with
beside you.
You. That's what a good leader is.
Right.
I'm going to do what I asked you to do. I'm not going to ask someone to do something that is beneath me.
Right.
That's why
back in the day we would have people come over and they see you cleaning the restrooms at the church and they like, First Lady, why are you cleaning the bathroom? Why you got a brush in your hand? These people ought to be here cleaning up doing this. Well, we're getting right beside the people and showing them how to do it. I ain't had too many people come out there and grab a lawnmower or a weed eater. I had to go out there and do it myself.
Yes.
And then when I did have the help, I didn't stop. I kept going out there, cutting in at 100 triple degree weather, cutting at the yard, and getting up and doing everything else.
Look, this I like this because it says committing to the actions you want to see others do,
right.
Which is what I was saying,
right.
Can help inspire personal development and passion.
That's right.
It will cause that person personal development.
Right.
And their passion
have
to come
that
through.
Same
they had that
passion
same passion
for whatever
what
it is that you're doing
yes.
as well. And so that's why we implemented the I am HOD.
Right.
Because this is what we are.
We are doing.
We're
yeah.
doing it together. And,
yeah.
and we're taking ownership over the ministry and its name.
Right.
Because it's not just the name, it's us.
That's right. So true.
Already. So, moving right along. Listening.
Yes.
You got that one. Go ahead.
Okay. It says, listening to what people say and what they don't say can help you understand what they need to feel supported and validated.
That's a two-edged sword right there.
Yeah.
And so, it say, listening to what people say. Go ahead.
And what they don't
what
say.
What they don't say.
Can help you understand what they need.
Break that down for me because I'm wanting to know what they don't say. How can what they don't say help me?
Well, you know, it's kind of like, we'll use us for an example. Sometimes I can be upset about something and I don't say it, but you know it. You know that I'm upset. I don't have to say it because you know me.
Okay, well, I mean, we're going back into what it's saying. Listening to what people say
and what they don't say
can help you understand what they need to feel supported and validated.
Mm-hmm.
So what they say and what they don't say
mm-hmm.
can help me understand
what
I need to feel supported and validated.
What they need, to feel supported and validated.
Hmm. And so that's under the listening category.
Because a lot of times, even in relationships, you can, the women, like, we're talking, we mouthed it, we're going to say what we need.
Yeah, we ain't hardly listening.
Yeah, but that's the problem. You need to listen sometimes.
We ain't hardly listening.
Men don't really listen effectively. And if it is a back and forth, most people in an argument are waiting for their turn. They're not listening to understand how the other person feels or their perspective.
Respond.
That's right. They're listening to respond.
Right.
So
if they say your mama, your mama is going to come quick.
Yeah.
Because that's what they heard.
That's right. Instead of understanding what they need
to
feel supported and validated. Because a lot of times people need validation from people that are close to them but don't know how to ask for it or don't feel supported. And instead of saying it, you get angry. That's where that what they don't say come into play.
Right.
You're short in your actions. You may not talk to that person no more. You may get angry at that person. So that's the part that comes with what you don't say that you need to feel supported and validated. You just won't say nothing or you'll shut down.
So listening to individual falls under the category of being an impact.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. Leading by example. We touched on collaboration, lead by example, and listening. These are characteristics that fall under impacting others.
Yes.
What else you got?
Let's move to acknowledging strengths, because I think that's a good one.
Okay.
So it says recognizing a person's strengths can help them feel like they can exceed expectations.
Mm.
I mean, it's kind of like at work. Like I always try to see what, when I was a supervisor at a clinic, I would see what employees knew how to do what, you know. What were their strengths? What could this one do better than that one? And that's what I would put them on. The things that I know that they could super exceed expectations in. I wouldn't dare put a person who can't cook over the culinary ministry.
Right.
I wouldn't put a person who don't clean at home over the, you know, the cleaning ministry. Like, there's so many things that person can do. Let's put them in a place to be successful.
Right.
Why put a person in a place to fail?
Right.
That's not
an individual that you know stumble over their words a lot, especially in front of a large crowd, over intercessory prayer.
Right. Or up to do a welcome.
Right.
That don't make sense.
Right.
So I think it's very important to recognize where that person's strength lies and then put them in that place so that they can succeed.
Yeah.
Being successful is a major thing. And we've talked about that a lot for the past 2 weeks about being successful and God putting you on this earth for a purpose and a plan. And I think that it's very important to know what your strengths are. Now, we're talking from a place of being an impact on others.
Right.
But if you realize where your strengths are, you'll super exceed where you want to be.
That's right. That's
right. In this life.
Okay. Let's move on to being positive. How can being positive impact someone else?
It says being positive can help reduce stress, increase productivity, and improve interpersonal relationships.
Hmm.
It reduces stress, being positive.
Being positive.
You know, it takes a lot to be messy. It takes a lot to be negative.
It does, but it's difficult for some to be positive.
It is.
Especially in this era and generation that we live in. I mean, some people just strive on being immature and petty.
Yeah.
And so they like to troll people.
Yeah.
That's the word that they love to use, troll people. and agitate them and talk down to them. That's not positivity.
And it's, so it's just like
it's really not healthy.
It's not healthy. And you know what is crazy to me is that we can look at social media. You can put something positive on social media and it won't get no likes. Mm-mm. But if you put something negative, somebody getting beat up at school
somebody, the pastor did something wrong at church, it's going viral.
It's blowing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's crazy how we as a people don't engage in positivity.
We thrive on negativity.
Yeah.
We thrive on negativity. The Cowboys lost. Oh, they sorry. Dak Prescott this. I mean, it's going to be negativity. It's never anything positive in the tabloids. And that's what sells. Negativity sells.
Well, you know, I have made a point for myself. I said, moving forward, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but I turned 50 on last Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
And I made a vow to myself, y'all, that I only want to be around positive people. I only want to hear positive things. If you don't have anything positive to talk about, I'm not having a conversation with you.
Right.
I've gotten to the point in my life where I'm so tired of negativity. I'm tired of the backstabbing, people talking about us and putting us down. I mean, where are the people who care about whether or not you live or die?
Right.
Like, I don't understand.
And that's why I've always told you, I want a small, if I ever go before you, I want a small, intimate ceremony where not a whole lot of people there and can't nobody talk but the preacher, because I don't want a whole bunch of folks up lying and telling me how close they was to me and how I impacted them and this and that. I don't want nobody to say a word.
Right.
Sit there, celebrate Christ, and go home, eat your chicken, because 4 or 5 more hours after that, you ain't gonna remember nothing after me about that anyway. Right. But I'm gonna hunt you in your dreams, though.
But being positive is about your mental.
Right.
That's why I have taking a turn for the better for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear a bunch of gossiping on the phone. I don't want to do it at work. Lord have mercy. When I tell you, them folks, they got an A for gossip. I'm telling you.
Man, listen, I used to post all the time and say it in ministry all the time. Don't allow anyone to dump their trash in your inbox.
I'm telling you.
You know, they send you the spam in your email. Don't allow nobody to drop that into your spirit, especially if you're listening to worship music at work, or you're trying to have a great day, or you're trying to do something positive, turn over a new leaf. Don't allow nobody to dump that negativity in your spirit.
Yeah. I feel like I want to share this and then we'll be done, but I feel like one day last week I called the insurance company, and I think I shared this on one of the podcasts last week.
Yeah, it was Freedom Friday.
Freedom Friday.
Right on.
And the lady, before that, it was a bunch of chaos going on at work, and I just felt so, like, uptight, like, really stressed out, and stressed out about, there was some doctors that are upset about some things, and I felt so uptight, and everybody was talking about it, and when I got on that prayer call with her, it's like I just released all of that. And I liked the way I felt after that prayer call and moving forward. And I made a decision inside that I'm not going to let people stress me out. I can't do that. I want to live a positive life. I want to be a positive impact. I want to be that person that offers the prayer. I want to be the positive friend.
Right,
I don't want to be the negative person. I don't want to be negative Nancy.
I don't want to talk about nobody that we both
that.
Know.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Discuss
that's dumb.
Business and no, I don't.
That's dumb.
I definitely don't want to hear what somebody else said about me. So
what's the point?
I'm not interested in none of that.
Well, let me tell you something, and I'm gonna piggyback on what you just said, because 9 times out of 10, when people come tell you what other people said about you,
what was
they
you saying?
Said that they said something too.
What was you saying while they were saying this?
Right, it takes two. Yeah. Like where are the friends that the loyal friends who don't talk behind your back but protect you?
Not just
when you're
friends,
not there.
Family too.
Yeah,
family. Where they at?
Where y'all at that protect me when I'm not present?
Right.
Because when you come to me about somebody I love, I'm going to get you straight.
And they know it.
You're not going to be able to tell me nothing.
And they know it. That's why they don't bring you. We don't get that kind of
don't bring me
mojo
the bone, baby.
At all. No.
My granny used to say, you better wash the dog that brought the bone.
That's right. Right. Because they clean that bone out before they brought it to you. Hello, somebody. Listen, here's other ways that you can impact other individuals by showing kindness, using influences for good, building community connections. That's networking, y'all.
Yes.
Getting involved in a group, some kind of prayer group, exercise group, movie group, food group, some kind of group. Find some way to serve. Get in something where you can do something positive in the community, whether you're just handing out flyers or
something
positive. And then, last but not least, pray.
Prayer. Yes.
You got to put some prayer on it.
That's
and
right.
That's a positive way to impact individuals. And sometimes I just shoot people inboxes because I made this a practice when I first got on social media. Was inboxing the people that were on my friends list a prayer. I scroll down and look at my friends list, and I pray for those individuals because whether you know it or not, you can feel their energy, and you can see what they put on their timelines. You can really pretty much tell what's going on in another individual's life, whether they're posting or not posting.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in tune or in prayer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I send prayers to individuals. I just got a follower. Shout out to him. I don't know his name yet, but he's my new follower. But I noticed something that we had in common in his, because every time somebody followed me, I read their bio and mm-hmm. see what they're about. And his father passed in, I forgot what year it was, but it wasn't that long ago.
Oh,
and so I seen that he had the hearts and the RLP dad and all that. And so I said, thanks for the follow. Thanks for the follow. That's the first thing I said to him. Thanks for the follow. And I immediately went into my dad passed in 2000, May 18, 2000, and sent me in a great depression from dealing with alcohol and all kinds of mess within my life. And from 2000 to 2009, it was a blur and it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
I told him to be encouraged. And I'm definitely praying for him. He's a Christian hip-hop artist.
Wow.
And so he said, wow, man, thanks, man. I knew I followed you for a reason. That's impact.
That's right.
That's impact.
That's right. That's
that
so
is
true.
Impact. And I don't know him from Adam. Never. I ain't even listened to his music yet. I'm going to go back and check him out. And because, you know, that's what we're here for. We want to be a positive impact to not just our circle of friends.
Right.
But to the individuals that we want to be our fans and followers.
That's right.
That's what a lot of artists don't do.
You know what? And that's exactly what that's about.
They got to like you before they listen to your music.
That's
or
right.
Your podcast.
That's
they got to
right.
They gotta be attracted to your character. And we're supposed to have the characteristics of the one we serve.
Right. So true.
That's been an impact. So, ladies and gentlemen, be an impact in your community, on your job, in your family. Get up and tell somebody that you're buying them a Coke or something for lunch. You know, that's impact. They might not have had 50 cent to get them a Coke out the Coke machine. Get them some gum or something, you know. Let them chew on something, man. How about that? Final words, Lady May. Barry.
Well, you really just had final words. So that's what that's about. Being an encourager, being an impact, being positive, staying true to who you are, but also being good to other people.
Right.
Be good to other people. There is no harm in being good to other people.
Right.
There's no harm in being positive when
that's
it comes
right.
to conversing, you know, without talking about or putting down the next person. What good does that do us
right.
to hurt other people? You
Man,
want to
I
be
hope
positive.
Y'all motivated to do something magnificent for the rest of the day on this Monday. We will definitely tune back in with us on Friday. Drop us some ways that you plan on impacting in the comments. Lady Mayberry, pray us out of here.
Lord, we just thank you, God, for another Monday morning, God, another day that wasn't promised, God, but definitely you had us on your mind. We ask, God, that you bless this podcast, bless every person that hears this podcast around the globe. Cause us to be an impact one to another. Cause us to be positive. Cause us to become the effective leaders that you called us to be. Happy Monday, in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm Pastor JT.
This is Lady Fanita.
We out of here.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG the.preacherscorner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.